Some reggae music. It's Inner Circle and Games People Play. Patrick Whitney, Businessweek, profiles him as a design visionary for bringing together design and business. Forbes named him as one of six members of the E-Gang for his work in human-centered design. So really a man of world repute here. Dean of the IIT Institute of Design and Steelcase in studio.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Some of the other research projects that you're working on are called Horizon and Sprint. Why is it called Horizon, and lead us through those research projects?
Godrej and Boyce created these projects to increase the level of innovation that you don't get from business units. They've taken them out of the business units and are exploring things that cross all aspects of people's lives and can serve a variety of business units. They are interdisciplinary teams. They bring people from manufacturing and design and R&D, and they create innovations from a human point of view and then figure out the business angle later. As consumers have more choices for what they do, this is going to become more and more common. It's the essence of why design is being adopted by industry to such a great extent. Horizon focuses on things beyond the annual profit and loss statement of a business. Sprint focuses on how fast they can get a project done. So visionary projects that extend past the year's P&L and the value of speed of how much can you do in a one-week project.
You're also principal investigator at several other research projects at the Institute, which is the Institute of Design. There's global companies in local markets, design for the base of the pyramid, and schools in the digital age. So just run me through that.
Sure. Schools in the digital age was supported by the MacArthur Foundation. It was looking at how digital media could help kids learn. The normal way of thinking of that would be digital textbooks. We turned that upside down. Instead of doing curriculum-based learning, did interest-based learning, starting with what the kids were interested in, and then leading them to things they needed to know, rather than starting with them with things they thought were boring and was very ineffective in terms of learning. It was human-centered in the same way that the work at Godrej and Boyce is paying attention to users. Global companies in local markets is looking at how big companies have to pay more attention to the locales where they want to do business. That came from a conversation with Jerry Levin when he was chairman of Time Warner. He told me he had just brought his board back from China. I said, "Gee, Mr. Levin, why did you take your board to China?" And he says, "Because they kept telling him that he had to pay attention to the China market, and he wanted to show them there was no China market. There were 30 China markets, and you had to treat them differently."
Sure.
India is the case of exactly that as well. All of the research that we do is looking at how innovation comes, the disruptive force in innovation comes from user activities and culture and daily life, and not from technology anymore. You know, companies, executives keep telling me that they know how to make anything. Their problem is they don't know what to make.
Uh-huh.
If you're a cell phone maker, mobile phone maker, you know enough about the technology of mobile that you can make 100 new phones this year. But let's say you only can afford to make 8 new ones. Which 92 do you choose not to make? That's the problem that senior executives are faced with now and why they're turning to design.
Very well put. It's Faith Hill, This Kiss, a last leg of conversation with Patrick Whitney up ahead.